Hello, my audio boo friends. It is February 2nd, but this is my February 3 entry. And the topic for today, sorry for the pause there, the roads are extremely hazardous and slippery. It's been snowing all day. It is currently 6 o'clock in the evening here in Montreal. We are right in the middle of a weird, I would say not a weird snowstorm. It's just, it's been snowing all day, but the temperature is frigid. So at these types of temperatures, they don't even put salt down because it doesn't work. So it makes for very treacherous driving conditions, and I have no idea what time I'm going to get home. I've opted to use a secondary back road to get to the main highway because the main thoroughfare I usually take is just packed, and I'm about to take an overpass over that major thoroughfare. And I will, right about now, I can just about see to my right, looking out in the distance, I can see just a sea of red lights as traffic is backing up. So taking this secondary road should at least, in theory, get me to the major highway that runs south and gets me from the island of Laval into the, or onto rather, the island of Montreal. All right, so today's topic, or rather tomorrow's topic, which I will do today, is describe a typical day in your, well, there was a choice, either your life or your work day. So I'm going to choose the work day. Now, I'm not going to be too specific about where I work. Just to protect the innocent and the not so innocent. But I am a documentation specialist / knowledge base manager, and I use that term loosely, / trainer. And my job, I work for a call center. Okay, it's actually more than a call center, but let's just call it a call center, where stores call in that are having issues with their cash registers and their credit card payment systems, their printers. They're having problems, say, sometimes with their inventory, or some items in their inventories don't have prices or the wrong price. They sometimes have problems with their cash registers themselves, an assortment of issues and problems like that. Also, corporate users also call in with problems with accesses to certain tools they need, software, and so forth. All right, so that kind of paints a picture of the department I work in. And what I do is, in part, I will update the documentation of many of the procedures and the information that the call analysts, as we call them, will need to resolve some of these issues, or at least to know to whom to escalate the issues to get them resolved. In my work, I have done everything from producing manuals for the call center itself, to producing procedural documents. In the knowledge base itself, what I do, we have a ticketing system that has a built-in knowledge base, and I will put in a lot of information on hardware, what hardware looks like. So I have a lot of pictures or diagrams. I sometimes have to create the diagrams because they don't exist. Sometimes I have to create diagrams of concepts. Okay, now I don't do this every day. I'm just kind of giving you an idea. But my typical day usually starts around between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. I come into the office, I fire up my email, I look at my email right away, see if there's anything you know, an emergency update that I have to do to a knowledge base article, or if somebody's requesting something specific, then I will go through my roster. I have an ongoing living to-do list that I keep up to date with projects that I have to do, documents that I have to create or update, and so forth. The beginning of the month, I usually have to run reports and crystal reports for metrics from the call center from the previous month, which is, in fact, what I was doing today. And that involves running a couple of different systems. I run one from our call system that allows me to run direct reports. And the other one is crystal reports, which I've probably mentioned in the past. So I mine the data from our ticketing system and our call center system with crystal reports. I create these reports, and then I usually do screenshots to embed them in documents that my manager then uses to report their findings to the upper management. What else do I do? I will answer questions. I've been at this company now for 6 years, on contract, mind you, and so I've gained quite a bit of knowledge about the systems they use, and I will, when I can, help out the call analysts in either resolving an issue or at least suggesting to whom they could speak. At times, it's just a question of guiding them in their troubleshooting tasks, because they sometimes don't always try everything. And since, I'm going to pat myself on the back, but since I find that I'm a pretty good troubleshooter, you know, I try to help them out again when I can in that area as well. What I also do is I also am a bit of a communications facilitator with, especially with my manager, in helping that person do their jobs and communicate information. Sometimes we do brainstorming where I'll go in and I usually call it whiteboard time. So I'll stand up there at the whiteboard with a couple of whiteboard markers and, write down or go through a series of scenarios and draw out possible ideas and concepts that we're looking at for various things, projects, or what might be needed to do to make the support center, our call center, more efficient. So, in essence, I'm sort of a communications facilitator in that respect. And last but not least is training. Although the training part of my job has been kind of flip-floppy. I've filled in as trainer when some of the more senior technicians weren't able to do it or were on vacation. So I wouldn't say that I'm a full-fledged trainer, but definitely I'm working towards that, because depending on how things go in the next few months and whether I change position or not, but I may in fact be asked to put together a full-fledged e-learning website where a lot of the concepts and a lot of the knowledge that we are trying to impart on the call analysts that is currently being done with documentation, just straight documentation, and part of it on the knowledge base, will be done in a dedicated e-learning system with quizzes and evaluations and reports of those evaluations sent to the call center management as well as the upper management to show them our initiatives and how we're planning on improving work. So that, in a nutshell, is sort of what my typical day is. It's a little bit of all of those, sometimes only one of them, depending on how things go. Thank you for listening. and to have a great day or evening.